It is for a season. The Word of God says sin is pleasurable for a season. So, I mean, a lot of Christians think that. You know, I mean, if Christians didn't believe that, why would they be sinning? Do you ever see a Christian that sins? Oh, yeah. Yeah, every day. I mean, do you ever see a Christian that lies? Oh, yeah. Maybe you've been one of them. You know, do you ever see a one that goes out and gets drunk on Saturday night and then comes in and confesses his sins on Sunday morning? He does it every week. Well, if he's really a Christian, he's a defeated one, isn't he? Yeah, he's a defeated one. You know, so we keep on sinning and doing all kinds of things wrong, not realizing what God told us. He says, well, then, should we keep on sinning because we got this wonderful eternal life through Christ Jesus so that God can show us more and more kindness and forgiveness? And then look what verse 2 says. The King James really says that awesome. God forbid that we sin anymore. Of course not, since we have died to sin. Now, that's a problem. Let me ask you a question. Are you dead? Are you dead to sin? You're supposed to be. God sees you dead to sin. So every time the enemy, like I did Terry a while ago when I come up here and said, I'm the demon now, and I'm telling her, you need to go do this. And she had the right answer. I'm a daughter of the King. I'm living a triumphant life. I have a choice now. It don't make no difference what my husband says to me today. It don't matter what he does to me. I have the privilege to either hate him or love him. And I'm going to love him because God told me to. Is that right, girl?
Yeah.
And when you do that, you're living a triumphant life.
Yeah.
You give no place to sin. How many Christians do you know that walk there? Not many. That's right. Not many. We allow the things of the world to defeat us. We don't know who we are, what we can do in the name of Jesus. We don't realize that Christ is in us. We're joint heirs with the King. We have died with Him. We were buried with Him. We were raised with Him. We're now seated with Him in the heavenlies. And we're joint heirs with the King. And we're already seated with Him in heavenly places. When you get a picture of who you are and what you can do in the name of Jesus, you won't never give place to this sin no more. You'll be jumping up and down, screaming and praising God. It won't be hard at all for you to walk in from anywhere you are and walk in and say, praise God, anybody in this place know Jesus. If you ain't there yet, you need to get there. I wasn't there at one time, but I am there now. I mean, Cheryl tells me all the time, she'll tell people, Thurman, we can come in contact with somebody. We've been there 2 or 3 minutes. He's already wanting to know, are you full of the Holy Ghost? You know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Hey, do I want people to die and go to hell? No. I don't care who they are, how bad they are. But do I want Christians to live a defeated life? No. So why am I telling you all this? I want you to learn who you are and what you have in Jesus' name. It's now a choice. In other words, did somebody come to me, like when I was a kid, that hand me a beer? And so we lived in a dry town, and you couldn't buy beer in Goldsway. They had to go off about 20 or 30 miles away to buy it. So some guy would go and buy a case of beer, and he'd come back. Man, these guys think they're big boys, you know, sitting down drinking the beer. Thurman, have a beer. I said, no, I ain't drinking that junk. I said, well, just try it. I said, whoa, that smells, that tastes, I mean, it smells awful. And you're going to drink that stuff? They said, well, yeah. I said, you'll acquire a taste for it. That sound just like the devil? He's doing everything. And one day one of them handed me one of them and said, just take a sip. Okay, so I put it to my mouth and just barely tasted it. And I handed it back to him and I said, boys, I'm going to tell y'all what. I said, I know some of y'all are not farmers like me, but I said, I follow along behind an old mare out there, and I said, when she has to go to the bathroom walking on when I'm married, when she slings that tail, I said, I get that stuff in my face and it tastes better than that stuff does. So I said, I'm guarantee you, I ain't drinking that stuff if it tastes worse than that whatever from that horse. And some of y'all ain't never had the privilege to follow her behind a mare with a plow and her go to the bathroom and slinging her tail and that stuff going everywhere. You ain't lived till you've been a farmer. You can understand why I can rejoice and praise God. This what I do today is so much better than following that horse. You ain't never lived if you ain't lived there. You know, some of y'all ain't never had to walk 200 yards to the little two-holer out on a hill at night when it's 30 degrees to go to the bathroom either. You know, and I'll tell you, I'm spoiled rotten like the rest of you. I love it when I have to get up and it's 30 degrees like it was last night, and I can walk from my bed to my bathroom and it's warm everywhere. I love it, don't you? But it hadn't been that way with me all my life. So you want to know why I can praise the King? I am now living a triumphant life that I didn't know I had way back yonder. I had a triumphant life then, but didn't know it. Isn't that something? And those boys are trying to get me to drink that stuff. And then, of course, they're drinking and they say, here, have a cigarette. I said, no. I said, I've watched my dad smoke them things. I said, my dad smoked ever since he was a kid. I said, my dad coughs and hacks and everything else. I said, I ain't going to burn up my lungs like that. I'm smarter than that. I didn't realize why I was smarter than that, but I had the triumphant life that I didn't know much about. But the Holy Ghost that was in me was telling me, don't you smoke that cigarette. You'll be defiling my temple, which is in you. And I listened. And now then, I think about the men that are 70 years old, that have been smokers all their life, that are all wrinkled and dried up and can't get around. One man, 65 years old, they brought him to Dallas. His wife brought him in a wheelchair. 65. He looked like he was 90. I said, sir, what in the world is wrong with you? He said, I have smoked 50 years of my life since I was a 15-year-old kid. And his wife's still a good-looking woman. You know, she's about 60 years old. She's strong, but she ain't been a smoker. But he has burned up his lungs. She said, my husband just had surgery in Lubbock. And his lungs were completely burned up. The doctor said he's lucky he come out of surgery alive. So he wanted to come here and have you pray for him. I thought, oh God, Lord, I said, oh, Lord, if you heal this guy, I mean, I realize your mercy and grace is beyond anything, but I said, God, if I was you know what I would do? I'd just go ahead and kill him. You know, he's abused his temple for 50 years. Aren't you glad I'm not God? I'm glad I'm not God. I'm glad he's God because he's merciful. He forgives us when we come to him and ask him after we've been so stupid and smoked and drinked and cussed and run around with wild women and done everything in the world Christian men do. And then when they get sick and afflicted, some of them find God and come and ask for forgiveness. And God is merciful and forgives. And I've seen him heal multitudes of them. Awesome. I don't think that man got healed either. Should we keep on sinning? Absolutely not. We have died to sin. Let me ask you this question. How many of you, and I can hold my hand up on this one, how many of you feel like you have died to sin? You feel like you have died to sin? If you haven't, if you're not able to raise your hand, you need to spend more time with God in the Word. Technically speaking, the way God sees you and me as children of God is dead to sin. That's the way He sees you, Scott. You are dead to sin in God's sight. Isn't that a good thing? Amen. That's a good thing. So that means I have a choice. He said, of course not. Since we have died to sin, how can we continue to live in it? If we really are born again Christian, I'm dead to sin. How can a dead person sin? Is it possible? No, it's not possible to sin if you're dead, is it, Tom? No. If you have literally died to sin and you know you're dead to sin, then there ain't no way the devil could, oh, Tom, let me get you to do this. Tell this little lie. You can just tell him to go take a hike, can't you? You don't have to yield to that no more. You don't even have to think about it. You're dead. Just like that scripture says, of course not, since we have died to sin, how can we continue to live in sin? If you are dead to sin, can you sin? No. So where does that tell us we live? We haven't died yet. That's like when I baptized these boys. I taught them that Sunday, you know, that they're dead to sin. After I baptized them, I raised them up from the dead in the water. I said, now then, boys, how much can you sin after this? And they said, not anymore. They heard it. They received it. They believed it. As long as they continue to walk in it and continue to believe it, they will be good boys. Good boys. Because they're supposed to be dead to sin. When I put them in that tub and took them down, they died. When I raised them up, I raised them up to walk in a newness of life. And that newness of life is without sin. Verse 3 and 4. Or have you forgotten that when we became Christians and were baptized to become one with Christ, we died with Him? Do you think any of us forget that? Oh, yeah, we forget that real quick. Most of us forget it before we get out of the church the day we were baptized. Some of us walked out of church and got mad at somebody before we got out. Isn't that right, Terry?
That's right.
Isn't that awful? Now, I know none of y'all, I know I'm the only one that's ever done that, so I got a feeling every one of us have forgotten. At some point, at some time, you forget who you are. The enemy, he's sly, isn't he? Oh, that beast slithers up beside you and puts that little tail arm around you and say, you know, wouldn't you just love to sin today? And what do most of us do? We fall. Just like yesterday, I think about these children right here. Yesterday, there was a little girl standing right here, about 15 years old. And I was talking about hearing God's voice. And she said, sir, I heard God's voice one time. I said, you did? She said, yes. I said, what did he say? He told me to obey my parents if I wanted to live a well, healthy life. Do you know that's written in the Word?
Right.
Very same thing. But she heard God tell her that. Now, is she on safe ground? Absolutely, because if God said that and he said it in the Word, guarantee that's true. And then I had another boy sitting right here that he was, how old was that boy here? 15, 16? 16, I think. He started having seizures about 4 years ago. I found out he got into a little problem with his mom and dad about 4 years ago. And he started having seizures. When he got into sin, although he's a Christian, he got into sin, he opened the door, he began to sin. A demon came into his life and has been bringing seizures on him. And it's the most intimidating thing. He hates it when he's in school and he undergoes a seizure. He said, the first time it happened, they run him to the doctor. They all thought he was having whatever. He was having a seizure. Who would ever dream that being disobedient to your parents when God says, children, obey your parents in all things, whether you like what they tell you to do or not, you obey your children, your parents in all things, because if you do not, it will not go well with you and you will not have a long life. How many men and women die early or have a demon come in and start having seizures or things? I've seen this many times. In fact,
we are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Live a Triumphant Life, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.